Youth Chamber Connection is the kind of program that you wonder what went on before this program existed. Youth Chamber Connection provides opportunities for youth to play in small ensembles that bring together students from different schools. Today, we have a student from Bethel Park, Becky Mack. Also from Hampton, we have Avery Gross. Emily Doherty is from Mount Lebanon, and from Pittsburgh Kappa, we have Zoe Magley. You'll get a chance to hear from all of them personally in just a moment. But first, you'll have a chance to listen to them play. Here is the Kookaburra Quartet.
Thank you.
Kookaburra Quartet. And I said clarinet before, but we have an oboe player. I had a chance to get a better look at our instruments as they were playing. Let's meet everybody, and then we'll talk for a brief time in between your second and third songs, too. And let's start with you. Can you tell me your name and a little bit about yourself?
I'm Avery. I go to Hampton High School. I'm in 10th grade.
And we've had a number of Hampton students with us this year. A lot of people don't know about your school district. You're sort of in your own, all the schools are on the same plot of land there out in Hampton, but you've got great programs. Do you play in an orchestra at the school as well?
Yes, I'm in the marching bands, and I'm in the wind ensemble.
What do you play in marching band?
Flute.
Excellent. And is there anybody you'd like to acknowledge today or say hello to who might be listening?
I'll say hi to my grandparents who I think are listening.
I hope so. Are they in the Pittsburgh area? Or?
Yes, mainly.
Great. Thank you. It's nice to meet you. And we'll go on and talk to the person on Avery's left. Hi, what's your name?
Hi, I'm Emily. I'm 17. I go to Mount Lebanon. I'm a senior there.
And do you know what you're going to be? You get asked this question all the time now, right? What's going to happen after graduation?
Okay, well, I'm planning to go to Kent State Honors College for microbiology.
Excellent. Why Kent State?
They gave me full tuition.
That's a good thing. Did you read any of you about, there's a girl who was accepted to 116 different colleges, and she got full scholarships to most of them, and she's still waiting to hear from 20-some more. There was an article I saw yesterday about that. That's a lot of applications.
Well, I applied to 8.
That's not that. That makes you feel better, right? Was that more than some of your peers, or?
It was about average. It's like 6 to 10 schools.
Yeah, I applied to 6, and congratulations.
Thank you.
On your studies. Anything else you'd like to say? Acknowledgements or hellos?
Well, I guess to my parents and my sister, and maybe my grandmother.
Excellent.
As well.
Well, let's meet who is on your left. Hello.
Hi, my name is Zoe. I am a senior at Pittsburgh Kappa.
And we mentioned you were here before when you played flute in elementary school. We were talking off the air about that.
Yeah, I was at Dilworth then.
Wow. What are your plans for the fall?
Next fall, I'll be attending Brown University in Providence.
What will you study?
I'm hoping to study history and creative writing.
Excellent. Do you get to leverage the Pittsburgh Promise?
Unfortunately, I don't, but I am a huge fan of the Pittsburgh Promise, and I work as an ambassador there.
Oh, that's great. I mentioned that this morning, particularly because the Promise Walk is a week from today, and we were talking with Salim Gabril earlier this morning about how great the Pittsburgh Promise is in terms of offering scholarship money. You have to have attended Pittsburgh Public Schools for a certain amount of time in order to be able to qualify. Is there anything else you'd like to mention?
I would like to thank our coach, Mrs. Rianne Kenny, and also Mrs. Cunningham for helping us coordinate and manage all of our performances.
Excellent. Nice to talk to you. And now we'll meet the misidentified oboe player from earlier. What's your name?
My name's Becky Mack. I'm a freshman at Bethel Park High School.
And is there anybody you would like to acknowledge? Or
I'd like to say hi to all my family that's listening, and also my oboe teacher, Max Blair.
And did you choose the oboe initially, or was another instrument in your sights?
At first, I played the flute, and then about 2 years ago, I switched to the oboe.
What was the reason for your switching?
The oboe has like this kind of broader sound that I was looking for.
And orchestra is usually tuned to an oboe too,
yeah.
Right? Why is that?
The reeds are usually balanced, and so it's easy to tune to them.
So it provides a good standard for people. I always, when I was in orchestra and band, or when I've seen them, I've always thought, gosh, what if the oboe player's wrong? You know, as I see everybody listening. But I doubt it happens much, and I'm also sure the musicians know most of them have pretty good pitch to begin with. Anybody you'd like to acknowledge at all? Who might be listening, or?
My grandparents.
Excellent. What piece did you just play? Did you just finish up?
We just played Coloratura by a Japanese composer who composed the piece in 2006.
And can you tell me what you're about to play next?
We're about to play a French piece called Gymnopédie No. 1.
Excellent. I'll give you a chance to just place the microphone on the table there. That's fine. And we'll take another listen to the Kookaburra Quartet. The Kookaburra Quartet, that was wonderful to listen to, and relaxing, and just a great, greatly played too. You've got one more song that you're going to play, and if you could probably let us know, we'll hear you. What's the next song you're going to play?
Song is Rialto Ripples by Gershwin.
Rialto Ripples by Gershwin. Thanks to all four of you for being here. You can learn more about Youth Chamber Connection at their website. I'll give that to you in a few moments. Many members of Youth Chamber Connection play with their school symphonies as well as with the Pittsburgh Youth Symphony Orchestra. And we'll also update you. I know you had a concert just last weekend. I think. Is there one coming up? You can tell us about that. Mrs. Cunningham is here. There's one tomorrow?
Yes. Becky, our oboist, is playing in both a wind symphony concert this afternoon and tomorrow with the Three Rivers Young People's Orchestra at 7 o'clock at Carnegie Music Hall. It's a free concert. Bring your mothers for Mother's Day. And all four of these kids, as along with seven other groups of ours, are playing at 2:30 tomorrow at a free concert at the Frick Fine Arts Auditorium at the University of Pittsburgh. It's the building next to the carousel.
Oh, that's both Carnegie Music Hall and the Frick Fine Arts Auditorium, the fun venues to listen. And tonight's concert is also at Carnegie Music Hall?
Today's concert is at the PNC Recital Hall at the University of Duquesne University. Is that 5 o'clock, Becky?
Yes.
5 o'clock.
Okay. And what's the website for Youth Chamber Connection?
It is www.youthchamberconnection.org.
I think I can remember that the next time. Now with some music from Gershwin, the Kookaburra Quartet. The Kookaburra Quartet. I'm glad you picked that song. You know, I've known that song for years, but I never knew its name, nor its composer. Thank you for picking that song. The Kookaburra Quartet. During our Youth Express segment at the Saturday Light Brigade, youthchamberconnection.org for more information about the concerts that we mentioned.